if we find you aren't capable in some manner, and we feel you do not meet the requirements to get a certificate, we will not give it to you.
Sue Darnell is addressing a class of 17 people. She's a co-owner of Darnell's Gun Range, west of Bloomington Normal.
So some of that could be gun handling, some of that could be safety issues, of course. It may even be demeanor of the person.
Darnell says they've made some of the hundreds of people that have taken their version of the course come back for more training because they couldn't qualify. This course lasts all day, and it's for people who already have 8 hours of instruction in a gun safety course, a personal defense class, or some other session the state accepts. None of these people are new to guns.
My name is Stuart Brook, currently active duty Navy. My current pistol I have on me right now is a Smith & Wesson Model M&P9 full-size with a Surefire X300 mounted to the rail.
Hi, I'm Gary Benway, and I brought a Browning High Pop.
I'm Pam Rice, and I have a Ruger LCR 357.
Only two of these class members are under the age of 50. That's typical. Only a few are women. That's below average. More women sign up for the full 16-hour course. The students have various calibers of guns, though more revolvers than usual. Sue Darnell urges people to avoid big weapons and practice with and get used to something else.
A lot of you have full-size 9s or full-size 40s, so those probably won't be a carry gun unless you have big pockets or big places to put these guns, they're going to have to go and be small.
That's because the concealed carry law requires a handgun to be carried on or about a person completely or mostly concealed from view of the public.
This is completely concealed, all right?
Joe Stidman is a police officer and range officer for the course.
Now that's mostly concealed, okay?
Stidman has pulled up his coat a little to show the snub end of a leather holster.
Would I carry it like that? Only if I'm dumber than I really am.
There are lots of technicalities. A holster with a flap on it is not concealed, but a square pack, so you don't know it's a gun, is okay. People shouldn't be able to tell you have a pistol. Stidman says he thinks the mostly concealed clause is to cover a temporary situation, such as reaching for something on a high shelf and having a holster temporarily become visible. One of the other instructors demonstrates with a fake pistol in his pocket, the outline clearly visible.
That guy carrying one of those, you know, I hope it's a gun in there. You know what I mean?
Which means those carrying must not wear tight clothing.
Go ahead and step up through the line.
There's another reason not to wear constrictive garments that becomes apparent as the class practices drawing and dry firing their handguns.
See how tight that coat is around his body?
I outgrew it.
Good comeback. Still in all, you want something that you're going to be able to wear that's going to be loose and you can pull it up and around.
The Darnell instructors say a lot of shooters don't think about how getting to their weapon differs from season to season. Summer and winter weight clothing changes the time you need to draw the gun.
Your support hand comes up to your chest. There's about 15 reasons why this is where I want it.
Among those is potentially fending off an assailant who's close to contact range. Joe Stidman drills them over and over, including two-handed firing, one-handed, transferring the gun to a non-dominant hand.
Okay, now, really, really, really slow, really deliberate. Go ahead and fire.
The class even works on putting the gun back in the holster. Out of a class of 17 people, Stidman says, about 9 of them will probably use the barrel to hunt for the holster or sweep back the jacket. If they make the mistake of having a finger on the trigger, it can be a bad thing.
Do not shoot yourself in the left knee going through your right hip. There's things in between that you probably don't want to shoot.
Even though this class has people who are very familiar with guns, they're not practiced in getting to them quickly and bringing the barrel forward and punching it out, not up, and then back to level.
Now, when you draw, don't move your feet.
Oh,
are you dancing? No. When you draw, the only thing that moves is from your shoulders down. Okay? And the other thing is, there's no reason to do this. You've been watching TV.
Pamela Rice of Bloomington is the student Stidman was helping correct her draw. She had guns around the house growing up. In her 20s, she shot in high-powered rifle competitions. After some years away from shooting, she's getting back to the range more often now with a pistol. Rice says she is taking the class because she travels a lot for dog competitions.
And if I get stranded on the highway with a broke-down car, You don't know who's going to stop. You don't know what's going to happen, so I want to be able to defend myself.
Rice also has a Florida concealed carry permit. She says this course goes more in-depth than the 16-hour class she had to take for that. She suspects the advent of concealed carry in Illinois will change the landscape.
I hope that it might make the bad guys less likely to pick on people because they don't know if they're picking on somebody who might be carrying. I think that it equalizes the situation somewhat.
Gauging from surrounding states, the impact won't be huge, though. Range co-owner Sue Darnell.
Those that have carried concealed before us, normally about 2% of the state population are actually applying for permits. Okay, and of that 2%, a very, very minor, less than a percent that are actually carrying every day. So we're not talking about a lot of people out there flooding the streets.
Darnell suspects that in downstate Illinois below I-80, the ratio will be less than in areas with dense population and more crime. And only a few hands go up when she asks the class whether they plan to carry every day. There are strict limits on where you can carry. Joe Stidman goes through the exceptions.
Any building, classroom, laboratory, medical clinic, hospital.
Anywhere there is alcohol served or gambling. Most everywhere large numbers of people gather. And places of education. So with all the exclusions, is the law really going to add to personal safety?
No.
So what's the point then?
Personally, I just think it's a start. The way the law stands now, when you check back in 2 or 3 years, it won't be anywhere close. It'll be a lot different.
2 years might seem short, but Stidman says all the test cases and refinements should take less time because Illinois is the last state to have such a law, and other states have already invented that wheel. A propane heater roars in an attempt to fight the cold in the long, low building that houses the target range. This section of the class is relatively brief. To qualify for the state permit, you have to prove you can hit a human silhouette target with 70% of your shots at a modest distance.
Draw and load to ready. Load to ready. Okay, 12 rounds. Fire.
Aside from one student whose gun jams because he's using home reloads instead of factory ammunition, there are no difficulties. Instructors do spend a significant amount of time talking about how to avoid pulling a gun, backing up, maintaining a safe distance, calling on someone to halt, create multiple chances, they say, to defuse a situation. Never fire a warning shot. You don't know where it will go. Chad Burke of Normal has hunted and been around guns all his life. He has prior military experience and a lot of shooting time. He took a home defense class earlier, but says this course has taught even him a lot to get ready to conceal carry in public.
You have to have a threat. There has to be an imminent threat to our person before we're to draw. But we are also taught that if you draw, you better be ready and prepared for the next step, because it's a big decision that you have to make very quickly.
The class has a thoughtful discussion of when it is justified to pull and fire. Student Stuart Brook, a Navy guy, talks about the deadly force triangle.
You got opportunity, capability, and the hardest one to prove is intent. You can say a person has a baseball bat, well, he's got the capability, then if he gets within swinging range, he's got the opportunity, but does he have the intent to actually swing that at you? That's the hardest part you got to be able to prove.
This is an issue that law enforcement groups had reservations about as the law was being written. They argued it is tough enough to have officers who face threatening situations regularly to get enough training to make the correct call. How much more problematic is that for a civilian who has limited experience with threats? Tina Darnell is another instructor at the range.
And that's why I'm so heavy on practicing.
Tina Darnell teaches a section of the course on the fundamentals of marksmanship. Those are aiming, trigger control, breath control, hold control, and follow through. She says it takes a person shooting an average of 3,000 to 4,000 rounds to develop the muscle memory to draw and fire a weapon automatically with skill.
You want your body to just voluntarily go into that mode so you don't have to try and do it because you don't have the time.
She says motion studies show it takes only a second and a half for an adult to cover a 20-foot distance to you, or 3 seconds if it's an older person charging. Tina Darnell says having those physical habits allows you mental space to use critical thought about how to avoid a situation or accurately judge how threatening it is before you make the choice to draw.
You give your command out, you see it happening, it's all in slow motion, you pull the trigger, and you hope that morally, when you're done, you can live with what you've done.
There are 6 Darnell instructors for 17 students, so there are lots of comments and attention to small details. That favorable ratio is far more individual attention than in most concealed carry courses in the state. The Darnell family members say they believe it's important those taking the course know the things to work on later.
Well, they have the ability to do it and the psychological ability to and the know-how. We have no idea. I mean, that is all an individual growth thing. All we can do is have them come out, practice, get them comfortable, and give them the education so that when that moment comes, they feel like it's the right time.
Illinois State Police will be issuing the first concealed carry permits in less than 90 days from the time the first applications went in. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Your eye on the muzzle and the muzzle down range and your finger off of the trigger. Transfer the gun to your non-dominant hand.